Welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to be busy in class today. There's three things I want us to do. One, we're going to have a Bible question, and I'll present that to you in just a moment. And so you'll test your knowledge of the Bible by seeing if you can mentally answer this question. And you may know the answers, and that would just be very good. Second, this is the day we're going to read from the Rock Cliff Review. It is after we read from that review, I'll get back to this question, and we'll answer that question, and then begin our study on five men believe on Jesus. And we'll start by reading John 1, 19 through 51. We may not get all of that read with all we've got to do today, but we'll start on that anyway. Now, the Bible question is this. Since the Sunday school lesson is five men believe on Jesus, in John chapter 1, what was the names of those five men? Who are those five disciples that begin to follow Jesus in John chapter 1? Now you think about it, you might be able to remember all five of them, and if not, we'll tell you in just a moment. But let's go to the Rock Cliff Review. The Rock Cliff Review is the little publication. It's called a church bulletin we put out at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, and it's got all kind of little announcements and tells how some of our brethren are doing and who we can visit and call upon through the week. But also, I include an article that has to do with the scripture, with the sermon I'm going to preach that morning. And this morning, the sermon was on Elias is indeed come. And the text for the sermon is Mark chapter 9, 11 through 13. Elias is indeed come. Here's the bulletin article. Peter, James, and John had just witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus. They saw his raiment shining white as snow, as no fuller on earth could whiten them. Moses and Elijah were there talking with Jesus. And they heard the voice from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Jesus charged them to tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. Coming down from the mountain, they questioned with one another what all this was about, and particularly what the rising from the dead should mean. And we read that in Mark 9, verses 2 through 10. Having just seen Elijah, they remembered what they had been taught of the scribes concerning him. And they asked him, saying, "Why say the scribes that Elias must first come?" And he answered and told them, "Elias verily cometh first, and restoreth all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. But I say unto you that Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him." Mark 9, 11 through 13. We read the story of Elijah from his sudden appearance in 1 Kings chapter 17, 1, to his being parted from Elisha by a chariot of fire and then taken up into heaven by a whirlwind in 2 Kings 2 and verse 11. He had been sent of God to withstand King Ahab and his wicked queen Jezebel, in their attempt to turn Israel away from Jehovah to Baal. King Ahab sought his life. Elijah was fed by ravens and drank of the brook Cherith. Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest. This is when fire came down from heaven to consume the sacrifice Elijah had prepared, and that day 450 of the prophets of Baal were slain. Queen Jezebel sent a message to Elijah which said, "So let the gods do to me and more also. If I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time," 1 Kings 19:2. James tells us, "Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are," James 5 and verse 17. Elijah was so discouraged that he wished to die. He thought that he alone was faithful to Jehovah. God sent him to Mount Sinai. told him to get back to work. And God said, I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees of which have not bowed unto Baal, 1 Kings 19:18. Elijah continued to resist the kings of Israel and to seek to bring the people to repentance. And they continued to reject him until he was taken up. Elijah was at the head of the prophets sent to Israel and Judah. Malachi was the last of those prophets. He ended the Old Testament saying, Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse, Malachi 4, 5-6. This is what they had learned from the scribes. And they had been led to believe that Elijah, his very self, would return. It had been said of John the Baptist, He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord, Luke 1:17. Like Elijah, John was a man of the wilderness, who boldly preached repentance. He withstood the wicked king and queen who wanted to end his life, and he too had become discouraged. Jesus had earlier explained to his disciples, If you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come, Matthew 11:14. So now, when Jesus said, Elias is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed as it is written of him, Mark 9:13. Matthew says that Peter, James, and John understood he was speaking of John the Baptist, Matthew 17:13. However, they did not yet understand why Jesus said, It is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set at naught, Mark 9:12. Neither did they yet understand what the rising of the dead should mean, Mark 9:10. Now, we know what Peter, James, and John did not yet know. Was Jesus speaking in figures? Not this time. Like Elijah and John, Jesus would be rejected, and he would literally suffer many things. But unlike the prophets before him, He would literally rise from the dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, that was from the Rockcliffe Review. Now, we read from the Rockcliffe Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, let's return to our question. The question we have asked at the beginning of the program. Who were the five men that believed on Jesus in the first chapter of John? These are those who became Jesus' first disciples. Well, we're going to read John 1:19 through 51, but I'll go ahead and give you the answer. You'll be listening for this as we read. Those five men were John, Andrew, Peter, Philip, and Nathanael. Well, you'll see that as we read this. But those became the first five disciples of Christ. I'm going to read the text. John 1, beginning in verse 19. And this is the witness of John. When the Jews sent him from Jerusalem, priests and Levites, to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, and he confessed, I am not the Christ. They asked him, What then, art thou Elijah? He said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, No. They said therefore unto him, Who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said Isaiah the prophet. And they had been sent from the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, Why then baptizest thou, if thou art not the Christ, neither Elijah, neither the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptized in water. In the midst of you standeth one whom ye know not, even he that cometh after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. On the morrow he saith Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man who is come before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. For this cause came I baptizing in water. And John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize in water, he said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding on him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and bore witness that this is the Son of God. Again on the morrow John was standing and two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed him. Jesus turned and beheld them following, and said unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, teacher, where abidest thou? He said unto them, Come, and ye shall see. They came therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two that heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He findeth first his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted Christ. He brought unto him Jesus. Jesus looked upon him and said, Thou art Simon the son of John. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which by interpretation, Peter. On the morrow he was minded to go forth into Galilee, and he findeth Philip, and Jesus said unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily I say unto you, Ye shall see the heaven open, and angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Did you catch those five names? Going in reverse, we find Nathanael, and Philip, and Peter, and Andrew. But there was another disciple with Andrew, and that disciple is not named. And the disciple that is not named in the book of John is John himself. Now, there'll be several references to this disciple, but John never gives his own name in the book, and that's one of the reasons we know that John wrote the book, was the modesty with which he dealt with himself. You know, if John didn't write the book of John, there'd be nothing about John in the book of John. But John is the disciple whom Jesus loved. So that was those five men. We'll continue this study in the next class.